Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm here at Productronica 2023 and I'm joined by Carsten from Prettl. Carsten, good to see you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Let's start with just a brief, very brief introduction to yourself and to Prettl.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Phil. Carsten Ellermeyer is my name. I'm 43 years old. I'm the CEO of the Prettl Electronics Group, which is the electronic division part of a family group, which is called Prettl Group. This is a family-owned company in the third generation, 70 years old, based in the south of Germany and close to Stuttgart, but of course globally footprint. And in each kinds of the world, working with cable assembly business, plastic injection business, electronic assembly business, so E-Quadra, EMS overall with own brand names for solar inverters, for example, for medical tech applications or for power generators, for example, with own brand names. But the biggest share is 90% EMS business overall.
Okay, that's interesting. And you know, I'm going to cut to the chase. We seem to be in a very strange place in the industry. We've had some years of substantial growth, partly through organic, partly through acquisitions. But we seem to have a market that's stuttering at the moment. We have a big inventory bubble working its way through the system. How's all that playing out in your business and other businesses in the industry? And where do you see it leading to with respect to 2024 performance?
Yeah. This is the most difficult question and the definitely. So what we are currently seeing is a decreasing, especially in the European economy situation. We've seen still a stable trend in the NAFTA business. Yeah. And of course, Asia is driven by the political situation mainly. So there's this very, very difficult to give a sentence for 24 right now based on that. We have a lot of fabs that are not operating based on the crisis, the world crisis. So we have, for example, four fabs in Ukraine who cannot operating completely. Meanwhile, we have fabs in who has to compensate that to bringing the products in. Beside that, we have the situation that some of the industries are still really good. For example, medical industry is still on a high level. Also, everything was not has to do with passenger cars. So trucks or train business is still on a high level. Infrastructure business is still on a high level. We're seeing first investments from government sides out of Germany, to be honest, to work against the situation. We have a very, very good business in U.S. with a lot of pushing from the government side, and especially for BEV applications for charging infrastructure. So we will see. I think it is too aggressive to plan on the same level for next year. We should act from the planning side in a small degrees of the business overall to stabilize. The positive point is, as you have explained, we have no problems with getting stock again. So it is much more easier to produce all the orders that we have in the books. Also, the 2 years ago, it doesn't help to have a 200% order book if you can't get the components. So maybe it could feel next year like a normal year. But the feeling right now is more negative, as you see in all the discussions. But from the real facts, from the numbers, I don't see a small decrease next year.
Okay. And with respect to the inventory bubble, do you see that at least being corrected next year? Do you see a reduction in your own inventory, which will actually shift cash to the right place in the balance sheet?
Yeah, this is the biggest target for the MS industry next year. So creating cash flow again, or maybe after some years, creating positive cash flow again, I would say. We see it, I would say, the complete supply chain normalized since 3 or 4 months ago from the feeling, maybe not exact facts, but we see it over the last 4 months that the stock level is reducing. From the EMS point, of course, we have the other point that the distribution market, so all the distributors still have extreme high level on components, and we have daily discussions with our distributor partners and our OEMs to ship material as we need it. So this will balance time, and some agreements are very easy to handle, some agreements are difficult to handle, as you know. Don't to talk in details about that, but you can imagine. So I think we will have a normal situation, hopefully, in the second quarter, the second half of next year.
Okay. And one of the interesting things when you do have this market is the M&A market changes completely. Last year, the M&A market and the year before was all about increasing capacity, people paying high prices. Now I think we move to something that's much more opportunistic. Is that something that is significant for a company like Prattl? Do you see opportunities maybe to grow your business because you are in a good cash position?
Definitely. As explained, we are a family business company and third generation. And third generation means, I have to explain, the second generation is still operating the company. But we are talking about two brothers older than 70 years. And the third generation in the middle of 40s is taking over the company. And that normally, also without the economic situation in EMS, has one shift in the business orientation of the company, in the vision of the company, in the new leadership. And therefore, we are discussing since the last year during this period, about the new and future business models for our company. And of course, half a year ago, we made the decision to sell, especially one big division for us who was focusing in sensor and cable assembly for passenger car industry. And we sell it to an Asian player, to a daughter of Foxconn. So the strategic view is clear. We're taking this amount of money and do it strategically, looking about the next M&A option. And what we see from the C-level side right now, I never had the situation in the EMS industry before, how many options in M&A, especially in electronic assembly industry. Are on the desk right now, and this is not mainly driven about bad results. This is mainly driven on cash flow issues. But also when we look about our company, if I really just looking about net cash flow over the last 2 or 3 years, you need to say as an owner, this is not a profitable business. But the situation, as you know, in EMS, in electronic industry, after an allocation phase changed during the last 2 years, hopefully, we will not get the next allocation too short time.
And it'll be a brighter future from there. And in the meantime, when you do see this kind of leveling off or lack of growth in the market, is that a time to kind of consolidate and focus on operational excellence and focus on getting the right talent in and building the business in the best way you can?
Yeah, the problems are the same from the development of the companies itself. And hopefully you have a little bit more time and not every day customer escalation, supplier escalation, manufacturer escalation to run as much as possible for the customer demand to solve their possible business. And hopefully getting back to normal and can produce in normal shifts. I think it is not a secret if you ask all the C leaders in EMS industry in Germany that all of us are running minimum 6 days, three shifts, the lines. I also know some companies who are running in 7 days, three shifts, and that for a long time. So this is getting back to normal. And of course, the problems that I want to say is the qualified engineers, the qualified people for the growth that will come again. So what are the tasks we have to solve? We have to look about our next generation. We have to bring the right people to the right position. We should use this time, maybe next year, to optimize our processes, especially not always in operations excellence, because everybody of us is always focusing on operation excellence. Maybe also the commercial processes. Business excellence overall, yes, you're right. And of course, the digital transformation of the business completely from supplier side to customer side, and the transparency in all processes should be the next major step for the industry. And this time maybe could be a good option. Also, we are deciding to implement a new ERP system globally next year. So this investment is done for the future. Also, yeah, for the period next year, and hopefully everything will run in best performance with a switch to the 1st January of 25.
Yep. So when the market picks up,
this are the tasks for next year, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll keep you busy. Thank you so much for your time, Carsten. Pleasure to talk to you. All the best for the remainder of this year and next year, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.